Let's move on to a question about the economy. The economy is on most people's minds right now, especially jobs. According to the Census Bureau, in Little Chute, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are from mid-sized businesses with 20 to 100 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in Little Chute are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new ones?
First and foremost, I think we need to have an attitude that we support business, we support their efforts, and in this regard, it's treating the existing businesses with respect and do what you can for them, as well as attract new businesses. I think many communities get so focused on attracting new businesses, they kind of ignore the ones that are there. I think it's very important that the playing field be level, that you don't give certain things to certain businesses and not others. That creates a lot of strife in the community. Understand that certain times you do have to provide incentives for businesses, but you need to carefully analyze those and see how it affects the rest of the community as well. I think it's important that we remove that when a business is attempting to expand or attempting to do something, we do what we can to accommodate it, provided it's reasonable and doesn't, you know, cause problems, you know, violates zoning or other statutes.
We have a question a little bit later on about the downtown, but there are a number of small and mid-sized businesses throughout Little Chute that aren't in the downtown area, and you're a small business owner, so that gives you a pretty good insight into and perspective on what small business owners and mid-sized business owners face. Wouldn't that be right?
That would be correct. For the most part, I think businesses don't want government interfering with their business, and when they're trying to do something that the government entity accommodate them as much as possible, and that they be reasonable when they're dealing with them.